Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain on the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can nest in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The reign of God, which is probably the better way to express that phrase than the kingdom of God, the reign of God grows from seeds that were sown and basically forgotten, once planted without much thought or care. The reign of God arises from the smallest and most insignificant thing, like a mustard seed, and becomes over time the thing around which life is found, under which the birds of the air nest in its shade. Friends, we sow wherever we go and whatever we do. The question is, what seeds do we sow? I confess to you, I do not always sow seeds of the reign of God. I've had several times in my life, and certainly in my ministry, when my own actions or inactions have caused harm to another, where they've been emotionally hurt, they felt rejected, they felt passed over in favor of another. And that is my greatest fear as a pastor, and also my greatest regret. That what I do or say can damage someone's relationship with God or with the church. And I had a reminder of that this week. A reminder that I am an imperfect being, one in need of God's grace and forgiveness as much as the next person. A reminder that I don't always sow the seeds of the reign of God, that none of us do. Note that Jesus does not talk here about the reign of God coming in with a thunderclap and lightning. It doesn't arrive all at once, fully developed. Rather, the reign of God is sown a little bit here, a little bit there, and it emerges over time. And these seeds are sown in people, in our children, in ourselves. Parents, the reign of God happens, is planted every day as you go about educating your children, as you bathe them, as you read them bedtime stories, as you take them to the grocery store in the park, as you make them breakfast. People of God, the reign of God happens, is planted when you drive your commute, as you cut your grass, wash the dishes. It's planted as you speak with coworkers and neighbors. The reign of God is sown when you say bedtime prayers every night with your child, giving thanks to God for the gifts of the day. It's sown when you give them a blessing as they leave for the day, perhaps playful, but one that plants a seed in their hearts. The reign of God is sown when you talk openly about what God would have you do in a particular situation, where your faith drives you to act or perhaps not to act. The reign of God is sown in all these little, daily, repetitive things that make up the fabric of our lives. When we take 5-10 minutes, read that devotional online, when we stop and pray, whenever we hear or see the ambulance go by. The reign of God, as one author put it, is something you sow inadvertently, and it grows while you're busy going about your business. As important as our worship together is, as Sunday school and youth group and Bible study are, the reign of God is best sown a little bit at a time, but consistently. A mustard seed here, a mustard seed there, until over time they grow up and provide the thing around which life is found for our children, for ourselves, for our neighbors, the very reign of God. Friends, we sow seeds all the time in our lives. What seeds are we sowing? Seeds that will bring life, that will bring forth the reign of God, or seeds that will bring division, destruction, death. Another thing we learned today is that while we seek to be aligned with God and God's mysterious work in the world, to plant the seeds of the kingdom, we know that ultimately it's God's work to make it grow. We sow the seed everywhere and always, regardless of what the soil looks like. Remember that parable? We sow it on the path, on rocky ground, among the weeds, and we trust that God will make it grow in God's own time, despite the soil and despite the one who sowed it. We trust that it is not our own righteousness or lack thereof that will affect the growth of the reign of God, but rather that the Holy Spirit will make it grow when and where God wills. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't sow the seeds. They should be shed from us without even thinking about it as we live out our lives. Rather, it means that our concern is with the sowing, not the growing. Our text from Mark, the context of the reading from Ezekiel, show that God is about inverting expectations, turning those things we see as worthless, the mustard seed, that plant that is mentioned, was considered a weed in that day. Turning things we see as worthless and making them worthwhile. Taking what looks like defeat, the exile of the Jews in Babylon, that is the context of our reading from Ezekiel, and making it a victory. And nowhere is this inverting of expectations more evident than on the cross. And nowhere do we benefit more from that than at the meal. A meal where we all are welcome, especially if you think you are not worthy. A meal that Jesus served with his own hands to Peter, who would betray him 3 times, would deny him 3 times, and Judas, who would betray him. A meal that is given to us, messy, broken, beloved people, to make us strong in faith, give us energy to go forth and sow the seeds of the kingdom wherever we go. A meal that feeds and waters those seeds of the kingdom that are within us, that they may grow with the same vitality that that corn has grown around us this past week. Friends in Christ, may the seeds that are sown today find good soil in your hearts. And may they grow and produce fruit in you that leads you to spread those seeds to others in your life. So that when the time comes, there will be an abundant harvest. Thanks be to God.